Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jefferson in motion. McCarthy. Looking, throwing, caught! Touchdown, Hockenson! And Minnesota in front.
Fox on the call. J.J. McCarthy threw for 143 yards and two touchdowns. That was one of them. He also ran for a touchdown after the game. Vikings beat the Lions in Detroit 27-24 after the game. Coach Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings, talks about his quarterback.
You know, we tried to have a plan that, you know, we tried to get him into a rhythm. I thought, you know, he was really decisive. He made some nice throws early in the game. I thought the throw to J.A. On third down when they were doubling Jefferson was off some pocket movement, kind of kept his base and gave J.A. A chance to make that play. I'm sure there's plenty more, but just the feel of him playing quarterback mixed with his athleticism, protected himself a couple times when he did, steal us some yardage, got us in the end zone again on a critical third and goal from, I believe, the 9. And then just his presence. You know, he's a young player in a heck of an environment today. Really, he's had 3 starts, 2 of which in, you know, very difficult road environments, and his poise, him running the show, I thought was matched by him making some big-time throws, and there's always going to be some things that we can go back and correct, but really proud of the way he competed and battled today.
So the numbers aren't great. 143 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. He did run for a touchdown as well. He did reference, though, the throw on third down, which ended the game. That was a high-grade pass from J.J. McCarthy. We'll hear from him in a second, but what did you think?
I was super impressed by this kid. He looked to be in a much better headspace than he was when he got hurt / finally kind of lost his job to Wentz. And I think they looked at this as an opportunity to get him more seasoning. And Wentz has been really beat up, and McCarthy has been able to practice the last couple of weeks. And he was up for this, and he was up for this from the start. And I thought he might have to grow into the game. His first half was dominant. He provides an energy that I wasn't sure was going to be there. I thought these guys, because Wentz was giving his body up. I mean, yeah. Wentz was selling himself out for the team. And I was thinking they might be like, man, now we got to go to this kid. And no, he came out and was completing big boy passes against that defense from the start. Now, if you watch him closely, he's not one to put a lot of air under the ball. He's not a touch and feel guy. I think he's going to get a lot of passes knocked down because it's a lot of fastballs and it's a lot of sort of line drive type throws. I also thought when he got outside the pocket, and he's athletic and he can use his legs, but when he got outside the pocket, he had trouble kind of lowering his heartbeat and getting those throws completed. And that'll come in time. But his legs are a factor. He can push the ball down the field. He clearly has a grasp of this offense. And he's got no shortage of weapons.
No.
He's got no shortage of weapons. So I was somewhat blown away, frankly, by what he did under adverse conditions in that loud-ass dome with a Lions team that looked like it was thought they were going to feast on on the Vikings.
I know it was the first drive of the game for the Vikings, but the Lions go right down the field, score that touchdown. I think getting that big kick return on the Vikings opening drive where short field, they only had to go 36 yards, but it was touchdown, his first two drives. And what was also really impressive about J.J. McCarthy was the Lions were getting after his ass.
Yeah.
They had a 58.1% pressure rate. That's the second highest pressure rate of the season that the Lions had against J.J. McCarthy. He got sacked five times, and he was strong against the blitz, 7 of 11 for 91 yards and a touchdown when he was blitzed.
Let's hear from J.J. McCarthy. Talks about, after the game, taking it one game at a time.
Just being present, you know, understanding that, you know, there's like the 3-4, whatever the schedule was before this next game doesn't matter. Like, that doesn't come into play until later in the year. So we just got to focus on the next opportunity, the next challenge to overcome. And, you know, it eliminates all anxiety, all nerves, all outside noise when you just put one foot in front of the other.
I'll say this for him. The kids, he's definitely a gamer. He's a guy that his teammates really play for him. I've made it clear I wasn't super impressed with him at Michigan, but I get the intangibles part of J.J. McCarthy. He has all of what teams look for in that respect.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of that it factor. He's got some ish to him. And he just saved their season.
Yep.
Like, let's be real. Like, he just saved their season. And now he gets to play at home, and he's going to have that crazy crowd behind
him. It's
going
to be nuts.
Now, they've got offensive line issues, no doubt about it. They've got some personnel issues. But Kevin O'Connell, for me, is one of the best quarterback incubators, game managers of people and situations. He manages the scheme. He manages the scheme to fit his personnel. This is a guy who was winning games with Josh Dobbs not that long ago. Understands the assignment from week to week. And I think he opened things up for McCarthy a little bit more in that game, and I think he's not going to be under as much duress by this Ravens defense. And inherently, at home, he's not going to have to fight the crowd and the noise and all that, and I think he'll open it up a little bit more. And I think you'll start to see him, maybe early in this game, some designed little boots and waggles to have him hit some quick hitters, some layups outside the pocket, to then eventually try to be more accurate when he pushes the ball downfield outside the pocket. O'Connell knows what he's doing, and he's taking a lot of heat for the quarterbacks who've left that building. He needs this to work with this young man. And do I think they were fudging it a little bit with those injury reports the last few weeks? And do I think that this kid was healthy enough to play sooner? I do, but I also think O'Connell probably knows better. And I don't think he's the kind of kid, just based on what I heard about him through the draft process, where this success is going to go to his head, or he's now going to think he's hot bleep and he's going to try to do too much. I mean, even the interception he threw wasn't egregious. I mean, the DB had to make a hell of a play. Was it behind? Did he throw it behind as a receiver? Yeah. Did he have to do it? No. But it still took the DB ripping it out of his hands to make the interception. It wasn't like he threw a freebie to the free safety and he, you know, didn't have to,
like,
to do
Jordan
anything.
Loved it yesterday.
Yes. So, big weekend for the Minnesota Vikings.
Huge weekend. And I'm not breaking any news here, but I think I'll speak for all of us in saying you view this game, upcoming game, Ravens-Vikings, a heck of a lot different than, say, Saturday prior to the performance that they had between J.J. McCarthy, who at this point he's got to have a lot more confidence going into this week, having just had that performance, having won at a really difficult place to play against a division opponent, coming off a bye. And then defensively for the Vikings, getting back to what we were saying earlier, the rush defense was an issue for them, and for them to shut down Sonic and Knuckles, it was impressive.
Ravens start getting ready for the Vikings on Wednesday. John Harbaugh just met with the media about an hour or so ago. We'll hear some of that later in the 4 o'clock hour. But coming up next, Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He was there for Harb's press conference. Will the Ravens be making a trade the next 24 hours? We'll ask Jonas next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.